And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is following the rules, breaking the rules. All of my guests are sharing some ideas on rules that should be followed and others that should be broken. My first guest discussed the different frauds and scams today, that they're nothing more than variations on older scams. They succeed despite the fact that we're better educated than ever before. He shared how to protect ourselves and avoid these scams altogether. My next guest has written the rules for marketing, 42 of them to be exact. She's a marketing consultant in Silicon Valley who will help small businesses achieve maximum exposure at minimal cost. We're going to discuss her 42 rules of marketing. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Laura Lowell is the founder of 42 Rules, a media company. Prior to launching 42 Rules, Laura was the marketing consultant in Silicon Valley. She founded the Impact Marketing Group and has spent several years helping high-tech startups launch their companies and their products. Laura has also worked for Hewlett-Packard, where she was the director of worldwide consumer marketing communications. Earlier in her career, Laura has spent several years at Intel Corporation, where she was on the startup team that developed and implemented the Intel Inside branding program. Laura's degree in international relations prepared her for work assignments in Hong Kong and London, after which she received an MBA from UC Berkeley Haas School of Business with an emphasis on marketing and entrepreneurship. Laura has been featured on Oprah and Friends, ABC, The Huffington Post, and more. Welcome to the show, Laura. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. Of course, marketing is always one of my very favorite themes, so I'm glad to have you on as a subject matter expert in this area. One of the basic premises in your book is that marketing should be fun. And with all your experience in marketing, why is fun a fundamental building block?
To me, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, it's just too hard. I mean, life has to be fun, right? And marketing is as a part of every business person's life. It has to be something that you enjoy or you won't do it. And to me, that's the real key. If you own a business, if you run a business, if you're responsible for marketing your products and services, you need to actually market them. Thinking about marketing isn't going to work. So
true.
You actually have to do it. And if it's fun for you, if you focus on those marketing activities that you enjoy doing, then the chances are much higher that you will actually do that and you will actually market your business, and then you're going to be more successful. Plus, you're going to have fun doing it, and life is too short not to.
There you go. All right, Laura. Well, now you've written the 42 rules of marketing. So my first question is, why 42 rules? Why not 50? Why not 25? Why 42?
Well, so 37 didn't sound like enough, 54 sounded like too many, so I just landed on 42. But there's another somewhat cosmic reason, I suppose. If anybody is familiar with the science fiction novel Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy,
yes,
one of the things that they say in there is one of the fundamental premises of the story is, what is the answer to the life, universe, and everything? And the answer is 42. And to me, that was a really good springboard for, if I have to consolidate the world of marketing into a number of ideas, how many are there? Well, there's 42.
All right.
So there you go.
That makes sense, and that demystifies the whole mystery behind the number 42. All right. Now, I found it interesting. I have all 42 rules right here, but the first rule of your 42, and fits right into today's theme, your first rule is rules are meant to be broken. So help me to understand this paradox. In a book of rules, why do you start with the first rule is rules must be broken?
Some of us in life are rule followers, and some of us in life are rule breakers. And I wanted to give everybody the permission to take the content of this book, take these ideas, and use them in a way that works for them, for their business. So in some cases, you're going to find these rules to be very practical and actionable and applicable to your business situation. Therefore, use them. On the other hand, some of them may not make sense to you, and therefore you don't have to follow them. Rules are guidelines that help us learn from past activities, learn from past experiences, kind of codify those things so that we can replicate processes more effectively. And that's what these ideas are. They are things that have been proven to work repeatedly in my experience and in the experience of the people that I interviewed for the book. So you can take that combined experience and leverage it for yourself by following the rules. However, you don't have to follow every single rule to the nth degree. Some of them may work for you, some of them may not, given your specific business, your business strategy, what you're trying to accomplish. So we're giving you a free pass.
All right. We're talking to Laura Lowell, everybody, author of the book, The 42 Rules of Marketing. And Laura, that brings up an interesting question because of your background. You've been with some fantastic companies, Intel, Hewlett-Packard. In your experience, the most impactful marketing campaigns, have they been rule-following campaigns or rule-breaking campaigns?
Well, you know, it's really interesting to go back and look at that, because the biggest campaigns that I've worked on have absolutely not only broken new rules, but they just paved new ground. When we watched Intel Inside, there was no such thing as ingredient branding. Nobody cared what was inside a widget. Nobody cared. Intel made the consumer care. That was completely new ground. There were no rules to break because there was no history. So from that perspective, I think they're creating new rules. The ones that are the most successful, the biggest, and probably the most impactful. The one thing that I do observe repeatedly is that the campaigns that are the most effective are the ones that are consistent over time with their strategy. So whether you decide to break the rules or you decide to follow the rules is less important than whether or not you just go in that direction consistently.
All right. We're talking to Laura Lowell, everybody, author of the book, The 42 Rules. And Laura, you're lighting up the phones. We have a caller, Rick from Newberry Park. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much, and good morning. This is a very informative call. Thank you for being on the phone, Ms. Laurel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I tell you what, I would like to have your definition of the specific difference between marketing and sales. And I understand about branding, and I understand about your campaign, and I think you're right on the money. And I do certainly respect your background. I will hang up. Because I understand marketing and building the campaign, building the brand, and then how will that transfer to the sales force where the rubber meets the road to actually move the product? Am I clear?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Great question, Rick. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Well, obviously you're a person who lives this day to day because you've asked a really fundamental question. And rule number two in my book is marketing must result in sales. So my definition is that marketing prepares the sales process. We feed the sales process. We go out and create awareness about what it is you're selling. We create demand for what you're selling, and we provide leads. The point at which we turn a lead over to the sales team is really that line where marketing ends and sales begins. Now, it's a gray area for sure. Because there is a long handoff in that process. But, Rick, to your question, what is my definition of where marketing, you know, ends and sales begins, is marketing is responsible for creating awareness, driving demand, and capturing leads to be turned over to the sales group, the sales team. If we do that effectively, if we have the right kind of branding, if we have the right kind of campaigns that are communicating the correct value proposition that the sales team can now deliver on, we make your job easier and marketing results in sales. Now, the sales team has to pick it up. There's a lot of tension in companies between sales and marketing. Sales says you're not giving us good leads. Marketing says you don't do anything with the leads that we give you. I mean, it's back and forth, and it will be until the end of time, I think. But to answer your question, it's really marketing is preparing the sales funnel in delivering you the kinds of customers that you can then engage with and close the sale.
Very clarifying answer. Rick, thank you so much for calling in with that great question. Now, Laura, in your book, The 42 Rules of Marketing, one thing that definitely comes through is that humor is throughout the book, especially rule number 36, which reads, make them laugh. So in what ways is it important to make the customer laugh? And here's the question behind the question, because doesn't humor really demean the message? I mean, look at the Darth Vader commercial that was on the Super Bowl this year with a little kid in the Darth Vader uniform out beating on the hood of a car. Everybody remembers the commercial. Nobody remembers what car they were advertising.
Exactly. So to me, in business, we take ourselves way too seriously. And one of the things that I fundamentally try to incorporate into all of the messaging and the branding and positioning that I do with my clients is, yes, you're marketing to businesses, you're marketing a really important product, but at the end of the day, you're actually talking to people. People are making these decisions. People remember basically things that connect with them emotionally. And there's two really, really strong, I mean, there's tons of strong emotions, but in terms of this conversation, people tend to remember things that are really, really funny or really, really sad. I mean, think about the emails that you get that are really, really funny jokes that have you just, you know, tears streaming down your face. Those are the ones that you're going to forward. I never forward any of that stuff. But when it gets me laughing that hard, there's been times where I've actually called my husband and read him something over the phone because it's that funny. Right? I'm compelled to share it because it's that funny. That's the point, is if you can connect with your target audience on an emotional level where they will remember it, then that's what you want to do. That's what I mean by using humor.
All right.
Now, the Darth Vader example is a really good example where it was really funny, but it wasn't on brand.
Okay, that's the whole point. So it not only has to be humorous, but it has to be humorous tied into your message, and then
Absolutely.
It has to be consistent in the way that you deliver it time and time again. It can't just be a one-shot
funny for
wonder.
Funny for the sake of funny, no.
Yeah, okay, all right. That makes sense. We're talking to Laura Lowell, everybody. The 42 Rules of Marketing is her new book. And in your 42 Rules, Laura, you have said that marketing is both an art and a science. So how can it be both? Explain what you mean by that.
Well, everybody thinks that marketing is really easy, right? You come up with a cool logo, you get a great tagline, you know, a catchy tagline, and you're done. But there really is an art to the visual representation of a brand. The colors, the tones, the shapes, the shadows, all of those sorts of things inform how people respond to something as simple as a logo. Seemingly simple, I will say. Words. Individual words, if you only get three words to communicate a brand, a tagline, every single one of those words means something very specific. There's an art to that. There's an art to combining the right words with the right visuals to communicate a personality, to communicate what the brand stands for. However, marketing has evolved from this, you know, mass advertising, you know, back in the 50s to kind of, oh my gosh, we have email. What, you know, what do we do with that? And now we have this personalized web content, and now we have everything on our mobile devices. So we can track so specifically. We can tell when someone visits a website, where they came from, what they did before they got there, what they did after they got there. We know behavior. That's the science of it. And combining those things, tracking the right behaviors, understanding what kind of person opens what kind of an email, visits what kind of a website, and performs what kind of action, that's the science.
All right. We're talking to Laura Lowell, everybody, the 42 Rules of Marketing. And Laura, you bring up an interesting transition that marketing is going through right now. And you brought it up in the answer that you just gave. And that is the transition from push marketing to pull marketing. And by that, I mean, in the old days when you had three television networks and television was the way that you got the word out about Procter & Gamble soap or whatever the new product is, you would push the message out and that would drive people into the stores. Today, however, with all of the new tools, some of which you've just talked about, such as the internet, such as, to a lesser extent, email, all of a sudden, consumers want the information when they want it, and they will pull the information at the time that it's needed. So talk to me about the difference in the transition in marketing today between push marketing, which is the old school, and now the new marketing of pull marketing.
Where I see the biggest differences is the way that you're engaging with your customer or your prospect. In the old way, we just crammed information down their throat, right? We sent them a whole bunch of stuff, and that's all they had access to. What we gave them is all they had. So they, you know, back in the day, you just didn't have a choice. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I have almost unlimited resources to find out about you and your company and your products and services. Yes, I have what you send me, but I also have a community of people who have used your services who are leaving comments about it, who are commenting on your blog, who I can talk to. And companies cannot control that. So the big difference is where the control lies and how companies kind of react to that. So as an example, some of the big Fortune 50 companies are really struggling right now with this idea of user-generated content. What you're talking about, pull marketing. Oh my gosh, I can't control it. I can't control what people say about my brand. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have a Facebook page. I'm not going to let my employees go on Twitter. I'm not going to do all these things because I can't control it. I think in the past 2 years, that has really started to change as the big companies are kind of understanding you don't have a choice.
Right.
This stuff is either good. This stuff will go on with or without you, and you can either engage with it or not. The companies that are really being successful in this transition are those that have embraced the feedback, that have said, you know what, you're right. My customers are going to get on Twitter and complain about support issues until we fix it. So guess what? Fix it. Tell people that you fixed it. It's much easier to explain, yes, a problem happened. We are so sorry about that. It's fixed. Rather than we didn't do it. It wasn't our fault. You know, people have, even if you make a mistake, they're more likely to forgive you and move on if you fix it. And in some cases, they're even going to be more loyal because you fixed it quickly. You fixed it correctly. You admitted it was a problem. So there really is an opportunity there for companies who want to take advantage of the pulling aspect of consumer information.
All right. We're talking to Laura Lowell, everybody, author of the book, The 42 Rules of Marketing. And Laura, many of my listeners are listening at work. They're business owners like Rick, who just called in for us. So what do you want readers to take away from reading The 42 Rules of Marketing?
The most important thing for anyone marketing their business is to come up with a plan based on your objectives, and then execute it. And you have to do it every day. It's like exercise, right? We all know that we should exercise every day. Some of us do. Some of us are better at it than others. But we all know it's the right thing to do. Same with marketing your business. Figure out what your objectives are. Come up with a plan for how you're going to meet those. And then do something to achieve that, to make progress every single day.
All right. And Laura, I love the book, The 42 Rules of Marketing, and I always ask authors who have put a lot of time and energy into writing a book like this, what did you get out of writing the book?
Oh, my goodness. I met some wonderful people when I went out and did interviews for this book. I got a huge network of people that I could continue to work with, to put into my additional network to ask questions of. I actually got a tremendous amount of new clients and closed business out of writing the book.
How about that?
Yeah, it was a great marketing activity. but also it was a nice reassurance that what I had been saying for years actually resonated with, you know, the people that I'm targeting, the people that I'm helping. You know, small businesses who want to grow their business, who want to get to the next level. The things that I had been seeing and doing for years in the corporate world are equally applicable, equally effective, and, you know, just as practical to implement, actually, in smaller to mid-sized companies.
That's great. We've been talking to Laura Laurel, everybody. The 42 Rules of Marketing is her book. Laura, if people like what you say, it resonates with them, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
You can go to 42rules.com / Laura Lowell, or just go to the homepage, and you can check out the book there. All my contact information is there. Obviously, you can reach out on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn. Pick your platform. And if you're interested, I'd be happy to chat with you more in detail.
That's great, Laura. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
And you too. Take care.